everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning committee meeting, Monday the 11th of June at 6 p.m. at Exmouth Town Hall. I have apologies for absence from Councillor Tim Dumper and Councillor Tony Hill. I think the rest are present. Oh, Councillor Nasby, I've not had apologies. Now move to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting, where we take representations ahead of each discussion that we have on any particular planning application. Representations may take up to 3 minutes. We do have one speaker that wishes to speak against planning application 17, Leak 3051 Full, 1 Broadway, construction of 1 dwelling, alterations and extensions to existing dwelling, including raising the ridge height and the installation of dormer windows to create 3 dwellings, creation of the upper access on Salton Road. Tonight, though, we have received an amended plan for consultation, which is a change of status of plans on the website to clarify plans which are being considered and plans being superseded. Can I have members' confirmation that they're happy? I'll take this planning application at this time.
Agreed.
All agree?
Agreed.
Thank you. In that case, I will ask Lynn Jones if she would like to address the planning committee. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Lynn Jones, and I'm here again to object on this application for the fifth time, even though we were reassured by the head of planning that only one set of amendments would be permitted unless in extreme circumstances. We're here today because drawings submitted on the planning portal were not compatible with other plans. 10 out of the 30 submitted plans listed for the last meeting have now been superseded. Despite assurances from the head of planning that drawings were copiously checked, they remained as current submissions, effectively making the application invalid at all of the last 3 meetings we've attended to raise our objections. We have received 3 written apologies from the head of planning confirming these facts. So I just want to reiterate that nothing has effectively changed from the very first meeting back in February. Yes, windows have been removed. Ground level has been lowered by less than 1 foot. But the development is still for 4 three-story, 3-bed dwellings with small amenity areas and very cramped parking and turning areas, and a proposed new access onto the very busy Salterton Road at its narrowest point. We consider the development is certainly very overcrowded and overbearing, especially on our property, and totally out of keeping with the area. We reaffirm our concerns that we do not feel that the planning policies are being applied consistently. Remember the garage down the road that was refused? Even though there were no objections, the building had no windows or doors facing the neighbour, and was much smaller than the proposed new dwelling in this application. So why would this proposal even be under consideration, let alone seemingly being rushed through at each step? Remember, we were discussing this application less than 2 weeks ago. Our strong objections remain unchanged. Extremely overbearing, overlooking, overdevelopment and crowd, and non-compliant with the principles of Strategy 6 and D1. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Bill Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't know whether I've got deja vu or this is real. Let's try the prop method. Yes, I was just saying whether I've got deja vu. This is really the fifth time we are looking at this proposal for 1 Broadway. However, the fifth time, I think somebody easier the fourth, the third, the second, the first. The email I received from the planning administrator does say that East Devon advised that no new plans have been submitted. However, some of the plans had not been superseded when they were supposed to have been and the few should have been marked up as amended when they weren't, is purely an administrative clarification exercise to ensure that the correct plans go forward to the decision. As has been said by myself, and it has gone off. And there's been. Has that been off all the time?
No.
Oh, pity. As has been said by myself and other people before, this application, one problem, at the moment is one residence. The proposal is to make it into 4 3-bedroom residences, which means in not a very large plot, not only to convert the existing house, but to build another separate house, it becomes over development of that site and is overbearing, especially on the neighbours at number 3, Portland. The main effects, and my other concern, which we all voice, is this new entrance, road traffic entrance, onto Salterton Road, in a narrow part of Salterton Road, opposite Drake's Avenue, next to a bus stop, just before traffic lights, a major turn into Tesco, is not a good idea from a safety point of view. So therefore, Chairman, I've got to say objection.
Presumably, though, we change the administrative correction, which is the amended plan, is purely the administrative problem at least then with the plan.
Yes.
So we need to approve that part, but continue with the objection.
Yeah. So we need really to, the amended plans for consultation is the change of status of plans on the website and clarify which are being considered and plans being superseded. So that actual part of it, presumably we can agree, because they've got to supersede the plans to make them, you know, so that it's clear, but we obviously will reiterate our continuation of the objection to the plan as a whole.
Chairman, I understand what you mean, and if they are the plans up there, I ask the planning department, are they the plans that have been superseded or incorrectly numbered, listed, marked up, amended, or whatever?
It's not on the, when I downloaded them, it's when it's shown on the website, so I'm not able to project that, but it shows the status next to each plan, which ones.
So they've updated it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
on the website.
They've updated it in line with this addendum that was on the addendum, that's a change of status of plans on website to clarify the plans which are being considered and plans being superseded. Mm. So it's purely administrative that it wasn't clear to anybody what the plans for consideration were. Right. So that part of it, I would have thought we were happy that they finally put them on in the correct
way.
Well,
I've not gone through each of those plans, Chairman. I don't know if you've had it.
I've gone through the actual plans, and as Ron's has said, what they've done is actually made sure that it's clear what people are actually looking at, which I would have thought was better from the point of view.
We could double check tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we could double check tomorrow, but I mean, I wasn't suggesting we didn't continue our objection that we've had to the plans as a whole, but this particular application is purely administrative, to amend the plans for consultation so they're clearer for the members of the public and for councillors to actually be able to consider them, which is what I would have thought we've been calling for, because the number of plans that have been changed and amended and superseded, it was very, very difficult to actually understand what the plan was that we were considering.
I think, Chair, that's an understatement. I would just say it's very nice of the planning department East Devon to send all these amendments, but not at the last minute before a weekend. It's just not on. So I'm afraid I can't say whether these plans are correct. If the planning department East End say they're now correct, then I take it at face word. But as you rightly say, Chairman, I'm afraid our earlier reasons for objection to this planning application is still on.
Well, we'll certainly reiterate that with our report back. Councillor Kagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, correct if I'm wrong, but I'm a little bit confused about this, because I fully understood that at the last planning meeting that we objected and recommended that it was goes to DMC and there was a site meeting. Surely that should where it lies. It shouldn't be coming back here because we've already objected, made our objection. How many times did it have to go before this Town Council Planning Committee before it ends up at DMC? I mean, it's really something that, you know, I feel we've taken it as far as it can go. Surely it's up to East Devon Local Authority to carry it out further. And I second Councillor Nash's proposal.
The actual plan we have objected to, this is an amended plan, purely for the administration of changing the plan, changing the status of plans on the website to clarify plans which are being considered and plans being superseded. Because there were so many plans and nobody was clear what the plans were on the website, this particular application that we're looking at is just, as I state there, and not the full plan. So I mean, what I'm suggesting is that we obviously deal with this amended plans consultation. I would have thought we're all in agreement that at long last we can actually see what the plan is, and I would hope that members can then make their comments. But what I'm saying is that we will obviously reiterate the objection when the clerk sends it in. They will make that clear that it's only this part that we're talking about and that we object to the plan as a whole. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, my objection still stands. It's still over development. And yes, on the fifth time, I think we've made our position quite clear. I would like to say I'm very disappointed with the East Devon's planning department, and it would be nice if they could get their act together. And I think that message will be taken back to them, because I think for all the rubbish they've sent through, and having to apologise, someone is obviously not checking what's going on properly. And I find that very annoying, and yet I think it's outrageous to do that to members of the public, that if they have an objection, they have to keep coming in here because the planning department can't do the job properly.
Okay, I'll just reiterate what we said at the last meeting before I take Councillor Nash. The decision we made at the previous meeting was that members continued to object to the application as before. Members still had concerns regarding loss of privacy, the overbearing effect of number three, the site was not large enough for the size of the proposed development, and the new access into Silterton Road on a blind bend next to a bus stop. So I would suggest we still continue that objection. With regard to the site inspection, as you are aware, Councillor Nash informed us that Councillor Williamson had actually had an email confirming what the correct procedure was, and should it go to DMC, then I understand Councillor Mark Williamson will be asking for a site visit.
Chairman, may I just come back? Mainly my confusion, I admit, maybe others as well. I'm not totally sure what our role is if we want something to be considered. We feel it's important enough for it to go to DMC. Some people say, well, yes, we can say we want to go to DMC. Others say, no, you can't. You've got to have a district councillor from that ward to disagree with the town council for it to go to DMC, not agree. I notice with great respect, we do have the chairman of DMC here tonight, and I know you and I went to a very informative meeting the other night on planning. I'm just wondering if any more clarity can be given on that.
Well, what I would suggest actually is that, as you're aware, we were issued with a slide that actually did determine how certain plans were, went through the planning system, whether they were minor, major. You know, we had an actual flow chart. I would suggest we send a flow chart to all members of the planning committee, so that those who didn't attend the training can
just come through.
Yeah, because it's just literally come through, hasn't it?
Because we've got that.
So we can then circulate that to members so that they can see how each plan is determined and what effect the town council has when they're making their decisions. Because it depends on the type of planning application it is, whether it's minor or major, or, which is what it said on that flowchart. Without the flowchart in front of me, I don't for 1 minute suggest I go through them. But I don't know whether... Do you want to make a comment, Councillor Howe?
It's quite simply, this is not a major application,
no.
So it would take a district councillor to get it to DMC if they request.
Yeah.
Present, you know, you guys are asking, it'll come to me, most likely.
Delegated.
Yeah.
Mm.
Councillor Mark Williamson is aware of the position, and Councillor Mark Williamson is going
to... But that was hearing number three. not hearing four, hearing five. The fact he actually agreed they're hearing three, but we've had hearing four and now we're hearing five. Mm-hmm. Does he have to do that again for it to? He does?
Yes.
He does on the, yeah. But I mean, as I was saying previously, this particular item is just about the change of status of plans on the website, which as I understand, I don't think he is going to object to this particular amended plan, but he is objecting to the application as a whole. I have only spoken to Councillor Mark Williamson, so I can't speak to the other two. I can't speak to Councillor Humphreys or Councillor Salomon, because I haven't spoken to them. But Councillor Mark Williamson has certainly said he will be objecting on behalf of the, you know, resident, and on behalf of his own views in respect of the application as a whole. But obviously this particular amended plan is a change of status on the website to clarify the actual position, because, to be fair, the district councillors couldn't quite understand the plans either, that what was superseded by what and what was actually the most current plan. So hopefully this particular change on the website will mean that everybody is clear what the current plan is. However, as a whole on the particular application, then as I understand it, Councillor Williamson is objecting.
Chairman, sorry to keep coming back on this. I understood it, but I've probably got this wrong again, that the district councillor had to be at variance with what the town council planning said. Now, we disagreed, objected to the plan. If he disagrees, objects, that means that it doesn't have to go to DMC. It's only if he agrees.
If the officer who is dealing with it, who has done the site visit and who puts in his report, if he proposes approval, then if Councillor Mark Williamson is against that, or he's saying refuse it, it will then go to Councillor Howe as a delegated authority, or certain circumstances it may go to DMC. But if the actual officer who goes and does a site visit comes back with approval, and the district councillors say no, we want to put in refusal, then it will go to Councillor Howe and the delegated to be heard. But I mean, if they're all in it, you'd have to have them all in agreement for it not to. You'd have to have the officer who does the site visit and does the report would have to say refuse, and Mark and the other two councillors. If they all say refusal, then it would be a refusal and it wouldn't come to you. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. So then it wouldn't come. But if you've got a variance, then it would go to Councillor Howe.
Chair
of DMC.
DMC.
Well, it goes to delegated.
But once it's a delegated, that's it finished, isn't it?
Which is if it, but I mean, I can't determine what book Councillor Howe is going to decide when he sees the report. And I haven't seen the officer's report yet to know whether the officer, when he visited, has suggested approval or whether he suggested refusal. I've not seen the officer's report. I'm not sure if it's on there now. No. So until that's. You know, we don't know at the moment whether the officer is at variance with the councillors at the moment. If it is, then it will go to Councillor Howe and the delegated. Councillor Chapman.
Yes. For clarity, I was under the impression this committee is consultation. Anything that comes up, district councillors in their ward, if they object, then they put their objection straight into eStep.
Correct.
It doesn't matter what this committee say. The district councillors can go against this committee if they so wish. So basically, all Lickham councillors need to put in their objections, because we don't know what the officer's going to do, and then we'll leave it to Mike over there to sort it out. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely, because we don't know what all the councillors from Lickham's view is.
Yeah.
So what I'm suggesting, if you're happy though, is that we obviously maintain our objection to the application as a whole, but obviously just approve this amended plan so that at least we're, because I don't think it's, to be honest, it's just merely administration, this particular amended plan. It's just purely changing the status of the plans on the website to clarify the plans which are being considered and the plans being superseded, which I thought was a benefit, to be honest. So, what I'm proposing is that we obviously, we don't object to that, but we continue our objection to the application as a whole on the basis that I just read out and just read out to you.
Agreed.
Are we agreed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Agreed. Thank you. Okay. So we're still objecting to the plan as a whole. All right. Thanks. We move on to minutes of the meeting held on the 29th of May 2018. They have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as pre-record in the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you.
There is one thing, right? I'm keenly interested. It says personal friend, I said he was known to me.
Oh, right.
Wasn't a personal friend.
No. What shopping question was that? For the boxing club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just known to me rather than
okay.
Personal
friend. Okay. Okay.
Not doing probably matters very much.
No, it's okay. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Members declaring interest. I need to declare in respect of the application for urgent business street trading application for David Marsden trading as Exmouth Pride Festival, because Exmouth Hospice Care, who is my employer, normally takes part in that event. Any other declarations, please? Okay. I'll move on to urgent business. You have had circulated this evening two street trading applications. Firstly, the application from John Seeking, trading as Coffee Restaurants Limited, for the Strand, Saturday the 30th of June, which is the Armed Forces Day event, and his application for a mobile coffee trailer, which is supporting the event. As you know, there are stalls normally throughout the Strand, so therefore this is a, and you can see from there, there's all sorts of people taking part in the Armed Services event.
That's a Pride event, sorry Lynn. That's
the
back page.
Usually
still,
certainly.
The back page is the Manor Garden.
The Armed Services normally have a variety of stores on the Strand. So I suggest this is one store amongst a lot of stores, is what I'm saying. So I don't know, I would assume we haven't really got any objections at all. Anybody got any objection? Yeah.
No, but it's on the same day as Exmouth Pride, which has got all the stalls in the Manor Garden.
You've got two events on the same day, one in the
That's what I'm saying. So we've got two events. So a lot of the or some of the stalls that used to be in the Strand with Armed Forces Day are now in Manor Gardens, I would suggest. But I have no objection to
that. Sorry, say it again. Sorry, I missed the
say it again. Exmouth Pride is in the Manor Gardens.
And it always is in the Manor Gardens.
Yeah. What I'm saying is some of the stalls might have been part of Armed Forces Day.
Yeah.
I'm not going in the Strand, which is, I don't know how many are going to go in the Strand for Armed Forces Day, because we've got two events on at the same time.
I agree. I mean, so, I was going to say certainly we've been going from Armed Services, because we can't land two stalls.
But I have no objection myself.
No, I was going to say there usually is quite a few stalls on the Armed Forces Day.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised that we haven't had any other applications, to be honest. Because usually they have the barbecue stall and they have the... You know, there's a variety of stalls on
the surface. My only comment would be, I mean, obviously it's their event and they choose who they have in their sort of their day, but I do look at these things and think, well, you know, there's lots of coffee traders in the Strand. Mm. Why are we, you know, having these big events where they bring along someone who's doing coffee? Just a mobile coffee trailer.
I just didn't know whether it's something different from what is there, because to be perfectly honest, if you were taking the mobile trailer and it's exactly the same from the shops in the Strand, you wouldn't go, would you?
Well,
because you think... I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, it's not my...
I do know that they have various refreshments
at the Armed Services Day, which is why I'm surprised we've only got one, to be honest. But.
And as been said, I'm surprised that, you know, the organisers of these events haven't got together and sort of said, well, you have yours perhaps a week later, and when that was.
Because Armed Forces Day is flexible about around when the band's available, I was told when I asked the same question.
Right.
And I have to say, the Exmouth Pride Festival is about 2 weeks earlier than usual, it's usually in July. So I think probably they've both moved, because certainly the Armed Services Day is about the same day as usual, because it was the 20 something of June last year.
They'll either impact on each other or
not. Exactly. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I've got no particular issue with. Have you got anybody got anything? Yeah, Councillor Nicholas.
There was a point where Armed Forces Day was not going to happen.
Yeah, true.
And I think this is what's sort of, this is why we've ended up with two. I'm surprised that the Pride one hasn't applied before, because last year they were in plenty of time. You know, it isn't like 2 weeks before they didn't do it.
No, I think it may well be that they didn't understand the new system.
Yeah.
Talking to the organisers, I think they weren't aware that they had to ask for a consent form, because they got the booking and got everything in place, and they were unaware that they then had to ask for a consent for the streets.
Yeah.
For the stalls and things, so I think that's purely a fact of the change in the rules, and the organisers weren't aware.
Maybe the old horses, when they were persuaded to do it, maybe they decided they'll only have the one stall because it supports what they do. Because the others, they said nobody could afford it.
It might be, I don't know, because I don't know the organiser of the event. So is everybody happy with these two? Has anybody got any real concerns?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now we move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Brixington. First, the application 18 of the 0905 tree application, 15 Durham Close, T1 and T2 Oaks. Crown reduction and reducing the overall tree height and radial crown spread by up to 1.5 metres, as illustrated in the various images that you have before you. We have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer reports that both oaks grow from the historic Devon hedge bank on the applicant's western boundary, which abuts Gorse Lane. They make a positive contribution to the amenity and the character of the area. Still relatively young, with scope for considerable future growth, they currently dominate a relatively small residential garden. The proposed works follow a site meeting and concur with the works suggested at that meeting. So the recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor Chapman, Councillor Nicholas.
We'll go with the tree officer's report.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you again. Thank you. Next application is in Holston Moor, 18, the week 1012 tree application, 21 Highbury Park, Monterey Pine, root pruning as a result of digging into the ground and creating holes to support fence posts. We have received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask you again to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer reports that this large maturing Monterey pine is growing to the north of the shared access road, which is serving 17, 19 and 21 Highbury Park. It is one of a number of large mature trees that were retained at the time of the development. Individually and collectively, the trees make an important and significant contribution to the amenity and character of the area. The application is for the likely root pruning necessary to install fence posts. The works will inevitably require intermittent small diameter root severance, but not to a degree that would be considered a threat to the physiological condition of the tree. So recommendation again is for approval. Thank you.
I'm happy to concur with the tree officer's report and recommend approval.
I'll second.
Thank you. Councillor Cagle, have you got any other questions?
I mean, the way that reads is that it's already been done, but I understand.
No, I don't think so. They want to put a fence.
When you read it in here, it's not typed up very well.
No.
But no, I've got no problem.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour?
Could I just say something? When you put in fence posts, you sometimes put in nasty chemicals to preserve the wood, and those chemicals could possibly come into contact with the roots of the tree. I mean, he's done this all wrong. When he discovered there were roots there, he should have stopped, and then got a planning application.
I don't think it's retrospective, actually. I don't think he's actually carried out the work yet. I don't think it's carried out the work yet.
All fence posts will be done by hand.
Yeah. So I don't think he's actually carried it out yet, but we'll make a note of that, Brian, all right?
About possible chemicals, yeah.
Yeah, we'll make a note that we've obviously got concerns about chemicals, all right? Thank you. Now move on to the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington, application 18-12104 to Lincoln Close, construction of rear extension. There are no representations and highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Chapman?
Yes, John, if we could have a look at the plans. Which bit are we looking at?
Additional bit at the rear extension.
The three windows. The three windows.
Yeah. I understand Maddie's confusion because they've put
existing. Right on the left.
That's existing.
Yeah. It's confusing because they've put proposed, you'll note at the top here. But then they've written existing. It's a bit confusing. But then it says proposed rear extension, so.
Because I can't work out which is which. I'm probably a bit
proposed rear extension, it's here. It's there.
That's all existing now.
I know, but if you look on. Yeah, you can see the where it's been added on.
No, it's not very clear.
So existing side west. Yeah, you can see that's added on from this one to this one. They've wrongly labelled that and put existing. It should be proposed. It's wrongly labelled. That is the new extension there, proposed rear extension here. And here.
Which is that bit, isn't it? With the four windows and that.
Proposed side extension here, proposed rear extension here.
Can we go back to the main site again?
I was going to say, so here, so this is the proposed floor plan, but if I just show you the existing floor plan, so if you sort of can hold that in your head, and this is what's being proposed. Bits here and here,
front a proper building at the back as opposed to a conservatory.
No, I think that'll be fine.
Okay.
No objection.
Thank you. Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour?
It wasn't very clear that.
No. It wasn't, I agree. Now move to Halston Ward, application 18, week 1008, listed building consent, Alan Rond, reinstatement of the concrete floor at first floor in the water tower. Highway did not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Comment, Councillor Cahill?
The only thing I would say is that if it's replacing an existing concrete floor in an existing water tower, I don't see that there's any problem with that. It's an existing structure, it's just having a new concrete floor.
Got no objection, subject to obviously the conversation with the building.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thanks. Thank you. Next application is 18-0358-10 Essington Close. Extension to rear and side, including extension to roof areas, provide loft conversion. This is a change to the roof, the amended plan. The Town Council objected on the 5th of March 18 on the grounds of overdevelopment and overbearing. Changes is mainly due to the loft conversion as well, I think.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it's changed slightly. I mean, I have to say, personally, I don't think it fits in with Essington Close and the street scene, and it's the design of the building. I'm still not happy, but Councillor Cagle?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, my view is the same as in March. When we discussed this, and we said that it's not keeping with the area, so I don't believe anything's changed, albeit in terms of the roof changes.
I actually thought it was an increase in the size, yeah. Of the reduction when I wrecked it.
My view is the same, and I oppose refusal.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal, as we did before, objected on grounds of the overbearing nature of the amended amendment. Any increase for the loft conversion? All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Application 18, it'll be 12364, 32 Bacton Close. Construction rear extension, dormer windows to front, and alterations to side facing windows at first floor level. Councillor Cagle, any comments?
Have we got the location?
Of course.
I don't think there's anything. No, I was going to say. The people behind them haven't objected at all.
There's quite a lot.
It's because they've got a lot of land behind them. Yeah.
And if there's been no objections from the neighbours, then I don't feel that. Because a lot of these.
The dormers on the front, I don't. And lots of them have been extended around back to close anyway.
Yeah, a lot of red dormers and such like, so there's a massive precedence down there.
Yeah. So, we're happy to propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18-0274-192 Exeter Road. Construction side and first floor extension and alterations to access. We have got some comments from statutory consultees. I'll see, just to summarise those.
Yes, Highways obviously gives standing advice and environmental health. That's subject to the inclusion of a construction COP and do not foresee any further environmental health pollution issues. Thank you.
So, proposed and seconded for approval, subject to the comments made by environmental health. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18-0128-12674, 26 Maristow Avenue. Raised roof of existing garage and conservatory to allow conversion to a visible accommodation. Highway does not wish to comment. I have to say, quite a few of Maristow Avenue have already had their various different loft conversions, so depending where it is. On the left-hand side, it's not going to. I was going to say that there's been a precedent set with other dwellings in the same road.
No objections, but it's not the proviso that it's not solved.
Yeah, it's extension of garages to create their conservatory to allow conversion. Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not a separate dwelling, it won't be, I don't think, because it's... I have to say, others have done similar in the road, so I don't think they're going to...
Okay.
So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Move to Little and Ward, application 18-11954, 2 Ragnarstyle Lane. Conversion and extension of garages to create one dwelling. Highway does not wish to comment, and no representations. Councillor Nash?
one of the Germans. Yes, that plan, just gone, the one you had up there, Ron, so that. This does look a massive house. And the fact that they're taking down most of the garages, they're retaining two, and the new part of the house, the extension, is going to be on the footprint of garages number 2, 3, 4, and 5, which is this side. Garage 6 and 7 will be retained as garages for own use. Now, within that area of Rensselaer Lane, there are some very unusual houses, probably the greatest diversity of houses you'd find anywhere. And this, as you see for the right of there, one might look at it and think this is an extremely high building, but it's already high, a little bit out of keeping. All they're doing is trying to modernise it and put the rest of it into keeping with it. The one advantage is that it's going to cause, as they're not going to be public garages any longer, they're rented out, less traffic, which is important, remembering the school next door. We'll make it quieter for neighbours. There's been no representation from any neighbours at all, and it doesn't overlook or affect any surrounding houses. So on that basis, I go along with approval, which
looks like a chicken coop.
I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 0721 outline land opposite 9 Alwyn Hill, Demolition of garages and construction of 2 link detached dwellings with attached garages. Outline application with all matters reserved. We have got comments which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, unfortunately, as of today, we have no highways comments on the website as yet. The contaminated land officer has obviously recommended that the following condition isn't included in any approval, that should any contamination of soil and or ground or surface water be discovered during excavation of the site or development, the local planning authority should be contacted immediately and site activities in the area affected shall be temporarily suspended. The reason for this is to ensure that any contamination existing and exposed during the development is identified and remediated. The site itself is derelict and attracts waste and antisocial behaviour, so clearing and redeveloping the site would be beneficial to the community. Thank you.
Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, you can see it by the red box around, they are the existing garages. It is said on this description it's opposite number 9. It's actually opposite number 9 and number 10, not just number 9. The odd thing is, as you know, it's next to that ground which was the old gas altar, so it hangs on flesh and green. Does that mean I've won a prize? Well, I've done something wrong. And I'm all green.
You can not leave that gas on.
Yes, we do have a problem. This is outline planning permission, and the reason I think they want outline is to see whether they can build, because they've been refused on this site to build in the past, and the objections in the past, reasons for refusal, was that it is affecting the houses on the other side of the road. And therefore we don't know with this development that outline we're asking for now what it's going to look like, how big it is, how high it is. Last time it was refused, as it was on the grounds that the scheme proposed at that time was going to be overdevelopment, intrusive development, the existing street scene. And the fact that this is actually quite a controversial area, just to the right of there, as you know, is the whole scheme about putting out a dozen or 15 flax. It varies each time it comes back, but a dozen or 12 or 13 flax. And that land would be quite important. As is an outline, I would say refusal, because we really don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, on previous application, we've objected to any sort of development because of increased traffic in Albion Hill, and that would increase the traffic in Albion Hill. So on that argument, we should refuse it as well.
So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Against? Next application is 18, a big 12334, 50 Foxholes Hill. Loft conversion incorporating balcony, construction of rear single story extension and alterations to deck area and cladding to all elevations. This is a revised scheme to 16, a big 09734. Highway do not wish to comment and have no representations. Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, can we look at the plan of how this sits on the site? Is that why it runs?
Location plan.
Well, yes, it's not a location plan. I don't know what plan they call it, I'm sure. It's just a weird looking plan.
I think it's, are you looking at the proposed one? Oh, have I got the wrong one up?
I don't think that's...
That was better than
that. Sorry, I think I might have the wrong plan up.
Yeah,
no, that isn't Fox.
It's wrong.
Sorry.
If it is, then the price has gone down.
I was looking at 1233. Best apologies.
Change houses in Fox.
I just saw Belgium. Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Yes, that is one image they're showing. This is quite a massive extension and loft conversion. You can see the conversion at the top on the rear. Can you keep flicking through those? You'll see other examples. That's another perspective. The very good at the three dimensional. It's the actual one showing the dormers that, not that one. Keep going, we'll find one. Yes, now that's as it is at the moment existing. Yeah. Can you now go to proposed garden rear elevation?
What's it called?
It's not dormers, doesn't it? Just putting windows in the loft.
Yeah, that's possible.
But then not looking like that when you look at the actual drawing. That's an artist's impression of what they'd like to make it look like.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that one up. That's showing the room to give you a better idea of the size. That is before, and I want the art.
Might be one of the existing ones. Unfortunately, there's so many plans, I can't open them all at once. Hang on a minute, what is it?
1233.
Anyway, I don't want to take up all the time.
Through that sequence. That's floor plan.
That's this existing.
That's before. And on the proposed, that's existing on the proposed. It's not on there, it was on the computer. confusion. It's just that when it came up, it does seem a massive, massive development out of keeping with either side.
I don't remember 50 something in it, but
yeah.
I didn't, so the owner that used to own it.
Whereabouts on the site is it?
It's next to the end. When you go into Foxholes, it's just on the right hand side where you go into one of those little cul-de-sac things. Up round the Dunfield, round the corner, then you've got a little tiny little cul-de-sac, and then it's the second one in.
Yeah. I just think it is, at the rear, the single story extension, with the massive decked area and the alterations to the roof, is just too large. It is massive amongst the other houses there.
Looks quite nice though.
If it was on its own, but not between next to another house.
This is
doesn't look like a chicken coop.
This hasn't been started already. Has it?
No. These are just.
Hasn't been next door.
It's down.
Next door.
Yeah.
Because that's got new owners as well.
If I'm not mistaken, they've just had to work.
Yeah, because they've changed the conservatory.
It's the where it's sitting within the plot. I personally think it is just too much, too large.
Right, okay. So you propose.
So I'd object to it.
Yeah, so you propose and refuse on the basis it's overbearing and. And well, I was going to say you can't say much about design because there are all sorts of different designs in Foxholes, aren't there? They're not all one.
They're like the garden, they're sort of. Covered it over.
Yeah. Is there a seconder for refusal?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Those against? Yes, carried. Next application is 18 of 12564 18, the present construction of three-storey front extension. I really do not wish to comment. Views of representation, we've had none. Councillor Nash?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this is a front extension. And when you see the plan of the site, you'll see there's a house on either side of it. But the fact it's a front extension, it does alter the streets incredibly. And the best example is one of the pictures they put up there, Ron's on this, that document.
I know which one you mean.
Yeah. The last one, yes, you saw that as well. That is slightly hidden in all the plans as a little sketch, but it is huge, and that's right in the front of the building. The street scene is that, and they're all in a line, and then suddenly you've got this great big thing coming out of the front. I would say, no, it's too large.
No, I'd agree with you, and actually I've had comments from residents in that area, but because it's mainly council housing, they felt that they couldn't really make a complaint because they felt it was East Devon's, but I'm not sure how that works, but they certainly were didn't feel that they could because they were tenants, they weren't the owners of the building. But there are quite a few of the residents in the Crescent.
That's why there's a great window in
it. No, I'm happy to second refusal on the grounds that it is extremely overbearing keeping with the street scene. That's why the taxi signal looking at refusal as well. So, all those in favour of refusal? Against? Thank you. Now move to town ward. Application 18 of 11884 28A St Andrews Road, roof conversion including construction of dormer window to rear and installation of roof lights to front to provide additional accommodation. Highway do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, according to Google, several of the neighbours have already got roof lights installed on the front and the but the proposed dormer is on the rear occupies nearly the entire roof, but the windows themselves are not overly large. The wanted to the rear some distance away, and so they're not duly overlooked, in my opinion. So I'm inclined to propose acceptance.
Okay, thank you. One second. Propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, agreed 1133 Full Creek, Belvedere Road. Construction of single storey rear extension. Highways have offered to comment, and there have been no representations. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, this appears to be a very minor extension, being an infill in the yard, which doesn't extend beyond the existing building line. So I cannot see this would impact the neighbours in any way, and happy to propose acceptance.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is in Witherton Raleigh, application 18, the big 0699 Major 4, the Spice Lounge. Construction of 10 residential units, comprising of 7 two-bed dwellings, 2 2-bed flats and 1 1-bed flat, and associated works, including landscaping and car parking, following demolition of the existing building. Amended plans for consultation, amended plans to include car parking, shelter along northern boundary, reduction in height of building and change to hip roof, and repositioning plots 3 to 5. Additional land contamination report in response to comments from economic development. Comments from statutory consultees. We have had various comments which have been circulated to members, which included the report from the economic officer of East Devon District Council. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yeah, it's nice to get such a lot of background information on a development like this. I mean, my first problem is apparently the subsoil is impervious, so there's going to be a problem with drainage. The surface drainage will just run along across the surface. The only way you can't put surface water into the public sewer, so you'd either have to pump it down into the brook, which would be a very expensive business. The developer's answer, believe it or not, is water butts. Now, there's no explanation of how these water butts would be managed. And what happens when the water butts start overflowing? I think that. And yet, we've got 2 opinions about drainage. Now, the County Council is quite okay with it. East Devon is not okay with it. So which experts do we believe when it comes to these things? As none of us are experts on drainage, we're left up in the air with it. There is this lovely tree, almost brushes the side of the building at the moment, so obviously you've got to avoid that tree. But in the centre, you've got about 900 square metres, which is remote from everything. You could build a block of flats there, like the block of flats further down the road, and get all those units in without a problem. As far as parking under the trees is concerned, there was somebody's objection that in the winter, when you've got no leaves, some of the light might shine through, would be to build carports. That would address the light problem, and also the droppings of birds and the trees onto the cars. So I think there is still scope for development there. It's quite extraordinary, though, this policy about industrial land. We're going to convert a pub, ex-pub, into an industrial site. Now, this is only a small site. You've got an industrial site almost opposite anyway, DOA Trading Estate. Now, if East Devon were that keen on maintaining the industrial sites, why didn't they do anything about Pankhurst site, where you've got about 30 or 40 houses on that one, an industrial site that already exists? That's quite happy to go, but a little one like this, they want to hang on to it. I don't think this is earmarked in the East Devon plan anyway as industrial land. I know it's not viable as a pub, wasn't viable as a restaurant, so it's difficult to find out what particular industry or industrial activity you could put on that plot of land. Retail is out, isn't it, because you've got Lidl's and Tesco's just up the road, and then you've got the Liberty Business Park. I can't understand this insistence on it becoming an industrial site. There is certainly room on that site to put in the buildings without interfering with is a block, as a block of flats wouldn't be a problem. So as it stands, I think we have to refuse it because of the drainage problems and all that. But I should think that the owner could still be open to developing something there that is not particularly industrial. So I would go for refuse at the moment because of the, if one thing is the drainage problem.
Well, South West Water have actually said they have no objection.
Yeah, but you look at...
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying South West Water have actually commented.
One authority is saying there is a drainage objection.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know which authority to believe.
Exactly, yeah, because it's a slightly different. It's doing one surface runoff and causing flooding, and one's drainage to do.
To four sided instead of two.
Yes, they've changed.
So we've got conflicting opinions from experts.
Yeah, well, Sue's saying that the applicant has changed the roof to so that it wouldn't have the problems.
Yeah,
with regard to the comments made by the Devon County Council flood risk consultation, but that's one of the alterations in the plan, is the change in the roofing so that alleviates the problem highlighted by Devon County Council. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, water butts is not an acceptable
no,
answer.
No, that's fine. I'm just between Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. It is quite a large site, and the water runoff would go down at the back because it is on the hill. So we have got water runoff, and it goes through vegetation, land and trees, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Economic Development Officer has said that we should keep it for future employment land. So I am assuming that this Economic Development Officer is new to the area because it was a pub and it didn't work. And then it went, Abbey took it over, and he runs a good restaurant because he was down at the Pavilions and then he went somewhere else. I think he took it over from the steakhouse or something or other. He couldn't make it work. The Indian restaurant, which is absolutely fantastic in Buckley Salterton, they bought it and it was going great guns. They sold it on to their senior cook and he can't make it work. So I'm quite at a loss as to who the development officer thinks would be able to run it. So I'm quite happy to go with refusal. And watch and see what happens.
Mm.
But it isn't in our local plan, as far as I am aware.
No. Okay.
Councillor Nash. Yes, I agree with what Councillor Chapman just said. I think the Economic Development Report was actually saying that this has been successful in the past as a restaurant, employing quite a lot of people. And therefore, suddenly to move it from a restaurant to housing, losing as employment, not industrial, but employment in a restaurant, is a loss of industrial, what they call it, industrial land, but actually employment. And he also says in that report that insufficient time has been given to find another owner. It's not a question that everyone has failed there. Several people have made an awful lot of money. It was very successful. Present people maybe know that they want to get rid of it and get more money for building land. So the Economic Development Officer had a good point, I think.
Thank you, Chairman. When this came up before, I voted against it because I was not in favour. And whilst I agree with Councillor Chapman's comments, I do remember when it was first built and it was first a pub, it was very successful before different landlords and owners changed. And it did lose its own credibility and it became less busy and so on and so forth. Just looking at the plans there and just looking at the car parking and looking at the number of units, and based on previous plan applications, and I know that we often look at a unit and think about two cars per unit rather than one car per unit. There's 10 spaces there, and I worked it out that if each of these units got two cars, then it would be 20 cars. So where's the other 10 going to go? Out on the street, we've already got
a sort of parking issue on that Prince of Wales Drive as it is, without adding to it. If it is approved and why it's constructed, where would the construction site traffic go? But that's probably another issue. Has anybody thought about or investigated the idea or concept of perhaps a corner shop type development? Because you have extremely a lot of houses up there, and maybe in line with the fact that you've got a doctor's surgery, a community centre. A corner shop may be the answer to the economic side of things. It's just a thought.
It's been proposed and seconded refusal on the basis of the drainage issue, but also obviously brought up about the economic officer. All those in favour of refusal, please say. Any against? Abstentions? Move on to item 7, consideration allocation of one street name required for St John's Road. Consider proposed street name for a new development of St John's Road. Copy letter and location, site and plans are jacked for information. Has anybody got any suggestions?
Yes, my first thought was Ritz in the Disaster Alley. But seriously, last week we attended the funeral of a very poet who was very important to this town, for the first ever mayor of the town, who was a very honest, upright, caring sort of person, and I think Chamberlain Way would be a very good name for the road.
I would say that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's the proposal we'll put forward.
Yes.
Thank you. And then we've just got the East End District Council planning decisions, and the ones that were different from us was 1 Fear Avenue, where we had no objection, no refuse. That was mainly due to the trees. We did discuss that at the time about the trees and whether there would be sufficient room. 76 Halton Avenue, which again is Halton, which was to do with the effect on adjoining properties. And 17 Prince Charles Close, where we had no objection, but it's been refused, which is the case where they were building the extra house on the just by the end of Prince Charles Close. There being no other matters for discussion, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.